Hey, before we get started with the episode, I would love to invite you to a very special series that is happening live for the entire month of May through the first week of June, and it is called the Podcast Jumpstart Workshop Series, and it is happening in my community, which is created especially for life coaches who wish to prosper and grow their coaching businesses through the power of a podcast. So all you need to do is go to caragottwarner.com/podcast now to gain access to this amazing free community. And then once you're granted access, join me each Wednesday for a live lesson. And by the time we are done with this series, you will have a plug and play podcast ready to go. And listen, if you can't make it live, you can always catch all the lessons in the video archives. All right, see you in the community and enjoy the episode. You're listening to Podcasting with Purpose for Life Coaches. My name is Caragott Warner, the podcasting coach for coaches. I believe that a podcast is a powerful medium for creating connection and community. And inside every conversation is the potential for transformation. So let's get started on yours. Enjoy the episode. Hello. I wanted to wait a little bit so you could hear the birdies chirping in my backyard. There are some other noises in the background that you might be able to hear, and I think they're probably not that distracting, but I think it's really fun to hear the birds from time to time mixed in. So anyway, I wanted to share a little something that I'm officially calling a mindfulness mini. So this is a little mini-sode. I've been doing this in my Facebook group as well, my community, which I hope you guys already know about because it's a really special place for life coaches who want to learn the art and craft of the spoken word, how to start their podcast. And so I'm sharing like a tip of the week or a tip from time to time, but you know, let's call it a tip of the week. If there's a bonus tip, fantastic. And then I am going to share an affirmation, and this is all going to be done in a really short and sweet format. And here's the reason why I decided to do this. So I'm sort of using this as an example for you. And this is for those times when, you know, you're just like, oh my goodness, I ran out of time. I'm falling behind on my podcast or whatever that thing is. And this is how to stop making your podcast so hard, right? This thing that I'm going to be talking about today. And it's going to help you to stop making it so hard and also to be consistent in a very easy way. And, you know, because here's what happens is, you know, sometimes we have the best intentions, right? We always have the best intentions, right? And then sometimes those fall by the wayside. And, you know, we may have this plan to, you know, create a bunch of episodes and to batch them all at once. And then you might have a day that comes up, like I'm actually having. I always know how to remedy this problem, which is why I'm sharing it. But, you know, you may have a day that comes up and you're like, oh, I just didn't plan this week well. You know, we were maybe on vacation a week ago and we just still haven't caught up, things like that, right? And so then what do you normally do, which I do too, is you have an effort moment, right? You're like, well, I can't do it the way that I said I was going to do it, so I'm not going to do it at all. And then we end up shaming ourselves. And then we end up turning it into a chore and we turn it into like a big mountain. But I'm here to say that there is a better way. It is called integration. Integration is something that I've shared, this, you know, my kind of concept, my process for getting the things done in my life that matter. And that is a big part of that is my podcast. My podcast is always on track because of my way of looking at integration and how all the things that I want to accomplish in a given week are all integrated into my life, into my daily life. And so, so for example, I just came in from my garden. I was just weeding my garden. And I said, okay, I really have that on my list. I got to get this done. I have to get the garden ready. I'm falling behind on my garden this year, but I can do it and I'm going to make it happen. And I can just, you know, spend 15 minutes in the garden today. And tomorrow, maybe I can spend more time. But if I'm going to spend 15 minutes and take little baby steps, I will look back and it will be big leaps. I will look back and I will see big leaps. You know, so instead of saying I'm behind, you know, and I, you know, throw my hands up in the air and forget it, I ask myself the question, how can I be a little scrappy and practice integration while also staying consistent to my commitment to release an episode every week? And when I ask myself this question, it makes it really, really doable. And so I want you to ask yourself that question right now. And here's my example, and you're listening to it. There are going to be those weeks where I can't do a 20-minute or a 30-minute episode, or, you know, whatever the case may be, life happens. Like, there will be times when, you know, we can't stay consistent or we can't stay committed to that bigger plan that we had. Or maybe we realize that bigger plan really is self-sabotaging because it's a big plan. Like, that's the key word there. So this is my example. It's like, well, you know, there are going to be those times when it's not possible for me to have more time behind the microphone. So what I can do is I can just share a 5-10 minute episode that's going to give just as much value. In fact, maybe it's even better, right? Because it's going to be like a little nugget, a little, you know, a little piece of advice for the week. And then you can get on with your life, right? So this is me saying I'm living in the breakthrough, as I always like to say. You know, how can I solve my problem? How can I solve for the fact that I'm behind on my podcast production? This is the answer for me. So what is yours? And I'm going to repeat what I said before. How can you be scrappy? Practice this idea of integration where maybe you have 10 minutes in between washing the dishes or running, you know, the kids to a baseball practice, or maybe you have to get out in the garden and put some flowers down just like me because you're running out of time. You know, how can you be scrappy? How can you practice integration while being consistent with your commitments in a way that'll make it easy and doable? So a good question that you can ask yourself, like right at this moment, is what is happening now? What is happening in my life that I could talk about now? And so, as I said, that's exactly what I did. I'm like, well, let's talk about how we are just determined to make it work through this practice of integration, even if it means a short episode. And that's it. It does not have to be a TED talk. So anyway, and now I'm going to leave you with a little quote. And this is one that I recently heard for the first time. I read it in one of my, one of my craft magazines. And it, oh my gosh, I feel like it's rocking my world because it ties into this very concept of integration, of getting scrappy, of folding things into your daily life in little tiny increments, in little baby steps, little chunks. So here it is. Do what you can with what you have where you are. And that was something that supposedly Theodore Roosevelt said. Do what you can with what you have where you are. And when you do that, when you take that to heart, you can always find a solution. Always, even if you have barely nothing, right? So with that, I'm going to leave you, and I wish you a fabulous rest of your week. Take care.